23 minutes after the hour, it's the Frank Show. 880-KFMA, 866-888-NUDE-REN-RENO. Stag.
He still doesn't have his headphones on.
He still has no idea that we're on the air now, does he? Someone please alert Stags McNasty to the fact that we're on the air. Where? Stags! What was he doing? He was in there messing with the sound effects.
Yeah, he was just playing around.
Stags, put your headphones on. Turn your mic on. What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to find a drop.
All right, fine.
If the drop is going to be fine, but I can't find it.
I know. Don't worry about it.
Tic-tac.
Don't worry about it.
It's okay.
Sorry.
We've been on the air for like a minute now, and you're back in there. Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah.
Good to be here.
Good to be here.
All right. It's 23 minutes after the hour. It's the Frank Show. Since the beginning of mankind, man has always wondered, will the Earth always exist, or will there be an end of time?
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
And I think now, more than ever, a lot of people are thinking about what's going on with this world of ours. Is what happened on 9/11 in 2001 the beginning of World War III, as a lot of people seem to think? Is it the start of Armageddon? Is it what mankind has always feared? I have a ton of questions for our next guest, Ronald Wineland, the author of the prophesied End Times.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
And, you know, people are Nostradamus crazy, too. I mean, Nostradamus is one of these guys that, I mean, you turn on the History Channel, and there's another documentary about all of his prophecies.
Yeah. When I was a little kid, I'd watch these, and it just scare the H out of me.
You get the heebie-jeebies when you watch this stuff.
Freaked out.
Well, the end times is something that Nostradamus prophesied. Will there be an Antichrist? Will the world fall under control of one man? What's going to happen? And if you have any questions for Ronald Wineland, 880-KFMA, 866-888-NUDE-REN-RENO. Welcome to the show, Reverend Wineland. How are you?
Just Ron Wineland, thanks.
Ron Wineland. Well, welcome to the show. How are you?
Fine.
Your book is called The Prophesied End Time.
Correct.
And would you consider yourself a modern-day prophet?
Yes.
Are you a reverend?
Nope.
You're not a reverend. You're a former pastor, though.
I'm a pastor. I just don't use the title.
Don't use the title reverend. I have a ton of questions for you. Can I call you Ronald?
You bet.
I have a ton of questions for you. What's going to happen? How is this world going to end?
Well, it's the end of an age. It's not the end of the world. It's just an end of a time period. It's in a 6,000 years God gave to man, and then the beginning of a new period of time, 1,000 years, where Jesus Christ is going to return as King of Kings.
Okay, now when Jesus Christ returns, do you believe in a concept called the rapture?
Nope.
Explain for a lot of people listening right now what the concept of the rapture is.
I don't teach a rapture. Some think that Jesus Christ is going to come down and people are going to be whisked away up someplace else. They're not going to be here on earth, but that's not the case. He's coming back to rule on the earth. That's what the whole Bible talks about.
Ron, the concept of the rapture, though, talks about people that are born-again Christians. And now this is a charismatic Christian belief that Jesus will descend from the heavens, and those that are born-again Christians and believers in Jesus Christ will rise into the air to meet with Jesus. Isn't that the concept?
Yeah, and then they're going to be whisked away someplace. So,
but I mean, you're talking about like people driving cars, and all of a sudden these cars run off out of control into a ditch because there's no driver behind the wheel.
That's what they say, I guess.
Coffins will open up, and corpses will float into the sky of former believers who have since passed. This is not a concept you believe in, Ronald?
No, not hardly.
Yeah, it's a very common concept in.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's just very wrong.
Very wrong according to your interpretation of the Bible. What's your interpretation? Now, how is this going to happen? Jesus is going to return to earth.
Well, first we go into a period of time. We're going to go into a period of time, which is coming right now very soon here. With the next 4 years, you're going to see things begin to happen as far as terrorism, as far as cataclysmic events, as far as nature's concerned and so forth. But most of this turns into World War III indeed. And that will last only for a period of 3.5 years when these things finally begin to take place. And after that period of time, that's when Jesus Christ returns and he's going to reign on the earth.
For 1,000 years.
Absolutely. That's what it says in Revelation. It says he's going to reign for 1,000 years.
It is a long time. After the 1,000-year reign, though. Now, is this a period in which humans will live and die much like we do now in the 1,000-year reign of Christ?
Well, it'll be the same as it is on earth right now, except it'll be a government of God. It'll be government through Jesus Christ and those who come with him at that time who are going to have the rulership of the earth. It's not going to be ruled anymore by individual nations and peoples.
But Christianity teaches that when you die, you either go to heaven or hell.
Yeah, no such place.
No such place, according to you.
No such place as hell. Hell just means in the Bible, it means grave. And Hades in the Greek language just simply means a hole in the ground, a grave.
I was always raised that if you believe in one, you have to believe in the other.
But not according to you, Ron, right?
Nope.
Gotcha. This 1,000-year reign of Christ, how will that end?
It ends with a period of time where it's you have to go back a little bit more here, because if you look at 6,000 years, it's just like the 7-day week. You know, God established a 7-day week, a cycle for man. 6 days he gave to man. The seventh is God's. It's the Sabbath. And the same thing is true for the 1,000 years or 6,000 years that God gave to mankind to do his own thing, to rule himself. But he's going to bring an end to that rule. When Jesus Christ came along, there were 4,000 years had passed, and 2,000 years have now gone by again. So we have 6,000 years, and we are at that time. A lot of people didn't realize when he first came that, just like when he came into Jerusalem on that last day, they thought he was coming in to be a king, to take away the Roman rulership, to relieve the Jewish people at that time.
Which is why he was such a threat to the authorities.
Exactly, and that's why they put him to death, because the Roman government, it was a threat that there would be someone who claimed to be a king. But when Pilate asked him that, he said, "My kingdom is not of this age, it's not of this time." He was coming back at another time to be the king. And that's what he's going to do.
All right, Ron, I got another question. I've always kind of been under the impression and have understood about the Antichrist. Now, this is a concept that you believe in, that you speak about, or no?
No. People so misinterpret the Bible, especially traditional Christianity. They read things into it, just like this thing of hell you were talking about. It's simply a grave. When people die, they just go back to the dust of the earth. There's nothing there until a resurrection. You know, they talk about in funerals, they talk about a resurrection, and then they talk about in the same breath going to heaven. Well, which is it? Are you going to have a resurrection, or are you going to heaven? Well, people are dead. They're dead all over. And they're not going to be resurrected until it's God's time. And that's what's going to happen at the end of that 1,000 years. Everybody who has ever lived, God intends that they, all human beings, are going to live again as a whole.
And you believe that as well?
Absolutely. They're going to live a second time. That's why it talked about in Revelation about a second death. How can you die twice if you don't live twice?
How can you be born twice if you've never been born once?
Well, that's what a resurrection is.
Yeah. But so you don't believe that there'll be an Antichrist? Because traditional Christianity believes that somewhere out of the Middle East, a figure will rise, and all the world governments and everyone, this mark of the beast concept that is spoken about in Revelation.
I know people. That's a problem today. It's so confusing because there's so many interpretations of what the Bible says. Every church that's out here has a different doctrine, has a different belief, and that's the trouble with traditional Christianity. It's coming to a time where God is going to set things straight, and they have not taught what's in the Scripture. They don't talk about Jesus Christ as going to be a king. That's what the whole process of a Messiah is about in the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's about a kingdom and a king. He's coming back as a king, but they don't teach that. They call him the Christ, which means Messiah, but they don't teach that.
Now, what about the Jews that don't accept Jesus Christ as God's son?
No, they didn't accept him as the Messiah, even though they believe there was a Messiah that's going to come, and they still do. There are still some who believe, obviously, there's going to be a Messiah coming, but they just think he's pretty much not necessarily sent from God, but he's not of God. And they have the concept there then that there is going to be someone that's going to take rulership on the earth here. And
you talk about cataclysmic events that are going to be happening in
yes.
the world. What do you see happening in the next 12 months?
Well, the worst thing is going to be what's going to happen in this country here, because terrorism is going to succeed more. It's nuclear, especially nuclear weapons and so forth. They're talking about this week on television, and that's exactly what's getting ready to happen.
So you predict that this will happen in the next 12 months?
I predict that we're going to start seeing those kinds of events begin to escalate, and within the next 4 years, you'll see those things unfold powerfully, yes.
So what sort of, I mean, what do you envision happening in the United States? Do you envision, I mean, because, you know, I mean, some of my own personal fears are, you know how Al-Qaeda, this terrorist outfit, likes to work in pairs, you know, they took out the trade towers, and they also attacked Washington. You saw it with the...
That's their aim.
With the embassy bombings in Africa, they hit two at the same time. And
yes.
They wanted to do more here.
And they wanted to do more. Do you see something like that on a nuclear scale?
Yes, I do.
What do you envision happening? I mean, when you're by yourself...
Well, that's what they want to strike. They want to strike at everything that this country represents. And it starts in areas like New York, Wall Street. It starts with our economy. It goes on to our government. That's why the Pentagon, because it's a military, and that's what they want to strike. They want to bring down this nation. And the sad thing is they're going to have a great deal of success as time goes on. It's a horrible thing to contemplate, but it's a reality. And it's a part of a process that does lead into World War III. Because of what they're able to accomplish, Europe is going to arise into a very powerful state, a single state, which is something that... This church has tried to tell people for 50 years now that there is a growing Europe, and it's going to be used toward the end time here in a very powerful way.
How so?
Well, there are going to be 10 nations that come out of the European Union before it's said and done that are going to be very powerful as far as what they're going to do, and they're going to be the ones that begin World War III. And that will also stir up the Chinese, people in the Far East. They're going to rise up as well, and that's what leads to what's commonly called as Armageddon, because it's simply those two great armies, after there's been a great nuclear war on this earth, they're not going to do any more as far as nuclear weapons are concerned. They're actually going to come together with their masses of armies together in the areas of Iraq today, Lebanon, all those areas through there, and have a final battle. And that's when Jesus Christ returns to stop it, to put an end to all this.
We've got a question sent to us over the computer. Do you think the euro, the currency, the euro, is one of the signs of Europe coming together as a superpower?
Right? Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because that's what's going to happen when this country, that's what's prophesied to take place. It is about this country. It's about some other countries as well in Western Europe. But it's about their demise. It's about being brought down and coming to an end as far as a nation is concerned. It's not a pleasant message to have to talk about. It's not a pleasant message to be given the responsibility of bringing, but that's what it is. And that's what this book is about. The Prophesied End Time is trying to help people understand what's taking place when it begins, because I understand people are going to think this is nuts, crazy, wacko, and I appreciate that. But they're going to start changing their tune when they start seeing these things actually begin. God is going to bring down traditional Christianity, as an example, because of the things you were talking about earlier. They have not represented Christ properly. They haven't represented this way of life properly.
What can someone do to prepare for the end of times?
There's really not a whole lot you can do except to do exactly what God says, and that's to change, to repent. It's the age-old message to mankind, repent, change your ways, turn to God, because you're about to meet him anyway now. So we're just at that point in time. They thought that the Messiah was coming 2,000 years ago, at the end of 4,000 years for man, and the reality of this reality is this is that time. This is where we are.
How does this current presidential race fit into all of this?
Well, the presidential race is just like any other. We go through our politics, and it's just life as normal. And it really has no big effect on what's going to take place. What's going to take place is going to happen regardless of what happens politically.
I know Dick Cheney made the comment the other day in a town hall meeting that a vote for Kerry is... Well, essentially what he was saying is if you don't vote for Bush... then there's the likelihood that we could be attacked again in a cataclysmic way.
We're going to get attacked no matter who's in charge.
It doesn't matter. Anything else from your book that you want to stress on that you want to share with our listeners here?
Well, the primary thing, again, is for people to, when these things begin to happen, is to be able to try to find out why it's happening. Why is it taking place? And that's what this book helps people to deal with. It's a matter of dealing with it when it begins to happen, because just like any time of horrifying things that are happening, there has to be a hope there of what lies beyond this, because what's going to take place is hideous here in this country and all over the world, frankly. And if people have a hope of what's coming at the behind of it, know it's only going to last for 3.5 years, then they have something to hold on to, and they know what's coming, and that is going to be their only hope.
Do you think the fact that we haven't found BLTs in Iraq has anything to do with what's going to happen ultimately?
No. No, doesn't affect anything. It's just we've gone into that part of the world and we've stirred up a powder keg. We have no comprehension of what we've done over there in the Islamic world. They have their own prophecies. A lot of people don't understand. They have their own prophecies. That's why there is a growing tendency over there, especially just like this Muqtada al-Sadr.
Yeah.
If you know his army, what it's called the Mahdi's army. Mahdi is a prophecy about an individual who is going to arise. It's going to relieve them from the oppressors. And so they see what we're doing as the oppressors, and so that's why they're gaining in momentum. They're not being shut down. They're growing in popularity among a far right over there. And that's their own prophecy about the end time. It's literally an end time prophecy about Mahdi's army.
Now, but do you think there were BLTs in Iraq at all before we went into to depose Saddam Hussein?
That doesn't have a whole lot to do with my book or what I talk about. I don't get involved in politics. I have no idea whether they were there or not.
But you do feel, though, that the United States will be attacked with BLTs at some point by Islamic fanaticists, is that right?
Yes, and they're probably already here.
Well, I mean, the border's wide open, and you know, living here in Arizona, we hear stories of all the time.
Well, just like crates coming in the United States, they only check about 2 to 3% of those. That's all they can check. All the rest of them, they don't get checked when they come into the States, and they know this. That's pretty good odds in your favor if you have 97% in your favor.
So, I mean, there could be millions of crates filled with BLTs coming into the United States at any point, and we wouldn't know anything about it.
So creepy.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's what the experts say.
Well, is there a pot at the end of the rainbow with all this?
Yes, after all this happens, Jesus Christ is coming back to rule this earth. It's God's time. It's not man's time any longer.
All right, if anybody wants to buy your book, the title of the book, Ron Weinland's book, The Prophesied End Times, is there a...
They can go to website, theend.com. It's the-end or the-end.com. They can get it there. They can go into major bookstores and get it as well. They may have to order it. A lot of them don't put it on stock.
Sherman's my producer. We have a Ronald, do you have time for a few questions from our listeners?
Sure, you bet.
All right, Sherm, tell me which line to go to here.
Go to line one.
All right, let me conference you in, Ron.
Javi.
Javi is on line one. Yeah. Javi, welcome to the Frank Show. You're on with Ron Weinland. I hope I'm saying your...
That's correct. You've got it right.
Okay. Jay, what's your question for Ron? Did we lose Ron?
I'm here.
I think we lost Javi.
Okay, I think we lost Javi on line one.
Would you like his question, though? I have it written down.
Sure, yeah. What was Javi's question for Ron?
Ron, Javi was wondering who you're going to vote for this fall.
I don't get involved in politics. I'm a minister. I have no place in that kind of thing. I really don't.
But will you vote?
No, I don't vote.
You do not vote?
Absolutely not. I'm not involved in politics. Politics by itself just doesn't work very well.
For Jesus Christ, right?
Well, I represent that way of life, yes.
All right, let's go to line two. Rich, are you on line two?
Yeah, I'm here, Frank.
Rich, welcome to the show. You're on with Ron, author of The Prophesied End Times. What's your question?
Well, it just seems like he only chooses to believe what, or kind of read what he wants to read. He says there's no hell, but yet, you know, to believe in heaven, you have to also believe in hell, like Stagg pointed out. And he even says so in Revelation that, you know, after Armageddon, when Jesus comes back and creates a heaven on earth, that he's going to judge. He's going to throw the false prophet and the Antichrist into a lake of fire. He's going to separate the goats from the sheep, and the sheep being the believers, the goats being the non-believers, and he's going to cast them into a lake of fire. So how can he debuff that and yet say there's no hell, that Hades is only a hole in the ground, when it's in the Scripture?
Well, it's in the Scripture because you read the Bible in English, and sadly, the word Sheol in the Hebrew is translated hell. The Greek word, the same Greek word, Hades, is translated hell in English, and that goes way back in times of Dante's Inferno, if you want to talk about concepts of hell that got into Christianity. But both words in both Hebrew and Greek, they simply mean a hole in the ground. They mean a grave. That's where people go when they die, and that's all it means. And that's the problem with traditional Christianity. People read their own thing in the Bible, and that's what God's getting ready to set straight, to show what is true and what is false. And most in this world is frankly false. There's only one way of life. There's only one truth. There's only one God.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to line three. Is there a person's name here on line three, Sherm?
I didn't catch
you. You didn't catch the name.
No.
All right, we'll bring up line three. Hi, you're on with Ron, author of The Prophesied End Times. What's your question for Ron?
My question is, how can he claim to be a Christian when everything that he's preaching is the same as the Kabbalists believe?
Now, I don't know enough about the Kabbalists. So, but Ron, I'm sure you're familiar.
No, I've never heard the word in my life.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well,
Kabbalah
is the a mystery.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood what he was saying. Go ahead. I didn't understand the word. I've heard the word, but I really don't know what their teachings are. And I don't believe that, by the way. I mean, there's only one. I know what I believe, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, the Kabbalists believe that at the end of the 7,000 years, man will be made into one large sum, a single entity, and then that's how God will create his reign on earth.
Well, that sounds a little strange to me, but...
You're saying everything. That there.
No, I'm not saying everything, the same thing. that there is pretty strange to me.
So Jesus is just going to...
Everybody, at the end of 7,000 years, what I said is that everybody who has ever lived and died is going to be able to live again in a physical body, just like it talks about in Revelation. They're going to be able to live in a world that's ruled by God, and they're going to have opportunity to learn God's way of life in his world, not in man's world. And
where are they going to live? The earth can't support that many people.
Oh, yes, it can. It will be able to then. When it talks about in Isaiah and different places what God's going to do to this earth, it will supply, it will take care of everyone.
There won't even be standing room with that many people.
Well, that's, you don't, well, anyway.
All right, hey, listen. Make sure
that's not true, but that's okay.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, in the profile that I received on you, Ronald, it's stated that you're a modern-day prophet. Is that a title that you take on yourself?
It's a title that I have, yes.
So, in the next 12 months, do you expect an attack by any sort of weapons or BLTs or anything like that at all?
It could happen within 12 months. I've mentioned earlier 4 years, a four-year period of time here where these things are going to begin to take place. They could happen as early as this next spring. That's when they can begin to happen.
Did Saddam Hussein and his regime, and I know that you mentioned this earlier, that you don't get involved in politics and all that. One of our reasons of going into Iraq was because of the attack that happened on 9/11. And our government's belief that the Saddam regime was harboring BLTs in Iraq.
That's what they said, yes.
Do you believe that the Saddam regime in Iraq had BLTs?
Oh, they very well might have. They might have taken them in Syria just like they're talking about. I really don't know. I mean, who knows? I don't know.
The book is called The Prophesied End Times. The author is Ronald Wineland. Thanks for your time.
You bet.